Tonight, our Faith Baptist Church choir, the adult choir, the teenage choirs, and the children want to present the Ron Hamilton cantata, Goodwill to Men.
At Christmas, as at all times of the year, God offers many great and precious gifts, faith, hope, the gift of life itself. But the greatest gift God offers to any living being is the gift of His love. Tonight we want to share with you the story of God's love wrapped up in a baby's birth. So loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son. God is love. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
time is near. Comfort now my troubled heart.
And Mary brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Christmas is the story of how God's love, wrapped up in a baby's birth, came down from heaven into a little town called Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Year after year, we come back to revisit that little town in our hearts and minds. But why? Why do we celebrate this season with special gifts for those we love? The gifts for our loved ones are tokens of human love. They are also reminders of God's great gift of love to us. For this reason, tonight, we share a Christmas story of human love, of token gifts given from one person to another, a candy cane, a second-hand dress, the loan of a car for a day's trip. These may not seem like gifts of great significance, but when given in love, even the simplest gifts reflect God's love. Two kinds of people will hear a humble story like this at Christmas: those who need to love more and those who need more love. Which are you?
You open? Hey, in there, you open or not?
Just a minute. I'm almost open. I'll be there in a minute.
Listen, either you're open or you're not open. Don't give me this almost open. Now, Miss Sarah and me are going to the Salvation Army.
Now just hold your horses, Willow. You're not going to freeze solid out there in 2 minutes.
Easy for you to say. You ain't out here getting stiff.
I'm coming.
Well, don't bother, because we're leaving.
Now. Here I am. Goodwill is officially open.
It's about time. Miss Sarah and me nearly frozen to popsicles. Just like the ones hanging off the roof.
You mean icicles, Willow.
That's what I said, isn't it? Now, don't start on me, son.
Oh, I won't. Come on in and get warm. I just plugged the pot in. And as soon as water gets hot, I'll have Swiss Miss for everybody. So you two help yourselves.
With marshmallows, I hope. Salvation Army gives them itty-bitty marshmallows. You know, to melt and get all lumpy and make it pretty. You got marshmallows, Skylar?
No, Willa. I didn't bring any marshmallows. You'll have to drink it black.
Well, ain't you Mr. High and Mighty today?
Well, it's bad enough having to work on Christmas Eve without getting grief over the fact that even though I went out of my way to bring in the hot chocolate, the marshmallows just slipped my mind.
Listen to yourself talk, son. It's Christmas Eve, honey. Which side of the bed you come out on this morning?
I didn't come out of bed.
How's that?
Mama had another rough night.
She did?
Yeah, she thinks Daddy's coming home for Christmas just like he always did. And she wants to stay up and wait for him. He always dressed up like the old shepherd coming back home, and he'd surprise her at the window. She really expects to see him.
So you wait too, huh?
Yep.
How long since he's gone?
4 years now, and her mind's going in circles trying to get him back for Christmas.
Poor woman. He won't be coming back.
No. She dozes on the sofa, and I doze on the recliner. And whenever the clock chimes the hour, she rouses up and goes to the window. Then I gotta get her all settled down again.
No way to rest, is it?
And she wants the TV on, too. I've seen It's a Wonderful Life at least 10 times this week. She'd watch that movie all day long if she could.
Sure ain't easy taking care of an old sick woman.
I guess you know about that.
I guess I do.
So, how are you two getting along this Christmas?
Me and Miss Sarah doing all right. Miss Sarah gets her retirement check and I get Social Security. We're making it fine.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, you're two of the lucky ones.
We sure are.
Does Miss Sarah have any family?
Her baby brother out at the VA hospital, he's only 90. I take her out there once a year.
Does she ever say anything?
Oh, yeah, she can talk just fine. She just don't have nothing to say.
You guys all have big plans for Christmas?
No big plans, but we'll give each other something. Little something. And then I'm going to fix a hen and dressing this year.
Well, well.
We saved up enough, so we ain't doing without.
Is that what brings you two out so bright and early this morning? Christmas shopping?
You got that right. Though, we might get in and out before Big Ben starts chiming.
Now, Willa, he's got just as much right as anybody else to come in here.
I know that, and I feel for him. I don't mind him, usually. Now, Sudie, she won't even come in here when he's here. Says he makes her so nervous, gives her indigestion. You know that?
Well, that's Sudie's problem.
And my problem, too. That woman gets mean when she gets indigestion. Any new arrivals today?
Yeah, yeah. Those boxes over there. Go ahead and take a look. I haven't priced them yet, though.
Where'd you get this stuff?
I don't know. Why?
It looks like some millionaires went broke or something. Dropped off all their leftovers. There's some beautiful... Oh, my lands. This is the best drop-off I ever did see. There's all sizes, too. Miss Sarah, come and look in this box. Something bound to fit you in here. I sure wish Sudie could see all this stuff. She ain't so easy to fit as I am. You say these aren't priced yet, Skylar, so they're open to negotiations, right?
Don't worry, Willa. I'll treat you right.
You say you're gonna cheat me, right? Woo-wee!
What? You find something?
Looky here, a tambourine. I always been fond of music, but ain't never had no tambourine. How much you want for this here junky old tambourine? Ain't hardly worth a cent.
Well, I'd say, $4.
What? Say one?
I can't just give it away, Willa.
What you talking about? Make it two and you got your first sale of the day.
No, I'll go to three, but I better keep it at three. You know, I have to draw the line somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Better watch out with that.
With what?
Drawing the line too clear.
And how's that?
Good Lord don't never draw the line. He just keeps on giving. That's why I'm a Christian. Because he loved me enough to save me, and he keeps on giving and giving all my life long.
Well, the good Lord may keep on giving, Willa, but I better draw the line at three.
Now, I ain't gonna say no more, but a man works at the Goodwill, got to be mighty careful where he draws the line. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you. But I have to say, I think I do pretty well, as most folks go.
How much for this dress? And don't forget, it's Christmas Eve.
Say, $2.
Oh, I don't know. I just might go too for this dress. Miss Sarah, why don't you sit down here and drink some hot chocolate while I see if you can buy me this for a present. I'm going to go try on this $2 dress.
Here, Miss Sarah, let me help you with that hot chocolate.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
And a Merry Christmas to you, Ben.
Where's old Shubba's costume, Skylar?
It's hanging back in the dressing room. But Ben, look here, we got some hot chocolate today.
I'll get some in a minute. Anybody in there?
Ah! Don't you open that door, you! Can't you see this room's being used? You blind or something?
Now, Willa, take it easy. He didn't even open the door. He didn't know you were in there. No harm's done.
Easy for you to say. You didn't have some big overgrown somebody almost walk in on you.
He wasn't walking in on you. He was just surprised someone was in there so early in the day.
He was surprised? You said he was surprised? I'm the one almost got surprised. Talk about drawing the line, you better draw one with him right quick.
Ben, why don't you just sit down here and wait till she gets done?
But the old Shubba's robe is in there.
She's gonna be out in a minute, Ben. Just take it easy.
But I wanna get started telling a story. See, I got the scroll right here.
It'll wait, Ben. Just calm down.
She's not trying my Shubba's robe on, is she?
I ain't trying on anything of yours, and you better just take my word for that, Skylar. You out there?
Yes, Will, I'm out here. It's okay. I'm watching for you.
You better be. You hear me?
Take your time. Just take your time. Now, just everybody, take it easy.
Sorry, Skylar.
It's all right, Ben. It could have happened to anybody. So, Ben, what do you have going on for Christmas tomorrow?
I guess I'll come down. I'll come down here like I do every day.
Well, Ben, we're closed tomorrow. You know that. Everybody's closed on Christmas.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
So, what are you going to do?
I don't know. What are you?
Well, Mom and I usually stay up pretty late, if we ever get to sleep at all. And she'll go to the window and wait for the old shepherd to come back home. You know, that's why we have someone like you act the part of the old shepherd down here at Christmas. It was Daddy's trademark. He started this goodwill because he felt called to be a shepherd to the folk in these parts.
And I'm the old shepherd this year.
That's right, Ben. Come Christmas Eve, Daddy would load up a sack full of candy canes. Except he called them shepherd's crooks. And he'd go to every house where he knew they had little ones. And he'd tell them he was out looking for the one little lamb that was missing from the fold. Had they seen the missing lamb? And the kids would tell him, no, they hadn't seen it. And Daddy would tell them that the good shepherd loves the little lambs. And he'd hand each one of them a shepherd's crook and tell them to remember that the good shepherd could never be happy till every little lamb that was lost had found its way home.
Did he have the same story on the candy cane?
Yes, Ben, the very same story. Jesus said, "What shepherd having 100 sheep, if he loses one, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' In the same way, joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents."
I bet your daddy was nice.
Well, he cared about folks in these parts, that's for sure. We'd all wait up late for him to come home, and then we'd get ready for Christmas morning at our house. The best day of the year. Here, Ben, come and get some hot chocolate.
So, Skylar, what do you and your mom do on Christmas morning now that your daddy's gone?
Well, I'll probably make Mama a big breakfast, and then we'll open up presents, maybe watch a movie on TV.
Oh, I like movies. What movie?
Don't ask. But if everything goes well, it should be a pretty fine day. How about you, Ben? You have family?
Yeah. We have a good time at Christmas, too. We used to always go out and get a tree on Christmas Eve.
You cut your own?
No, I always go to the tree seller, and on the last night before Christmas, he'd give his trees to anyone who could stand and have one thrown at him without it knocking him over. I could always stand out to even the biggest tree. So I got the biggest tree every year.
You know, I've heard of that somewhere.
Oh, lots of places do it. We'd drag it back, my brother and me, and we'd be laughing and singing. And then we put it up in the corner of the room where our stove is. And it's the only room that stays warm. And when we put, then we put little things on it. Every year we get little things, from what people throw out. And we have lots of little things. What do you call those?
Ornaments, Ben.
Yeah, we have lots of ornaments. And we all sing songs, too. Like, you know, while the fire keeps us warm, close together, you know, like family. But I don't go home for Christmas anymore.
Well, why not?
Well, you know, my car doesn't run anymore.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But if it was running, I'd be home on Christmas for sure. I like it there. I don't ever get embarrassed there.
Too bad your car's dead.
Yeah. We all have a real nice time together. We all do. Real nice time.
Well, where do they live anyway?
In Moultrie.
Well, that's not too far. That's what, 50 miles?
Yeah, you know, about that, more or less.
I'm coming out now. Skylar, where are you at?
I'm right here. Come on out.
Well, Skylar, what do you think?
Looks pretty good, Willa.
I like it, too.
Well, thank you both. Miss Sarah, what do you think of this? You know, for church and special occasions.
Now, Ben, why don't you go get changed and we'll get this show on the road?
Skylar, my bag's in there.
Don't worry, he'll be out before you get tired of modeling that little number you have on.
I don't know. It might be too much, even for Emmanuel Baptist Church.
Did I say $2 for that dress?
You sure did. Lesson, you're gonna raise the line now that you see it on me?
Now, Willa, I said two and I meant two.
So, you may not know this, but you have one gold mine with these here boxes.
Now, what do you mean?
Looky here. What's that tag say?
Let me see. It says Feinberg's Cleaners.
Feinberg's? Are you sure?
It's right here in black and white.
Feinberg's. It's Christmas Eve, and that says Feinberg's?
Yes.
Didn't you never hear of Feinberg's?
I can't say as I have.
Long as you've been here and you ain't never heard of Feinberg's, let me tell you something, son. If that says Feinberg's, you have the dumps from the biggest, richest, snootiest cleaners in this town.
Oh, really?
Sure do. Once a year, they dump all the stuff that hadn't been picked up after 30 days. Why, there's silk in here. I mean, I think it's silk. Feel this piece. Why, this dress costs more than $50 new, or my name's Elizabeth Taylor. Look at this label. What's that say?
Says Saks Fifth Avenue.
Well, I ain't never heard of that one. Here, what's mine say?
J.C. Penney.
It says Penny?
Sure does.
Boy, this sure is quality. I ain't found a dress from Penny's in years. People keep them. They don't just give them away like they do your Big Lots, your Walmarts. Scholar, this here is a gold mine for us secondhand children. You got to get the word out. Why, if Sudie knew that you got the dumps from Feinberg's, she'd have this place swarming like a beehive.
You really think so?
I know so. You got to get moving now, son.
Well, you can tell whoever you want, and I'll be glad to see him. But I'm not going out of my way to break any records today.
That be stepping over the line.
Now ease up on me, Willa.
Sorry. You really never heard of Feinberg's?
Nope. And I guess I must have missed out every other year.
If you don't mind me saying so, and, well, even if you do, you miss a lot, son. Let me tell you something else you missed. You don't know your friend in there as well as you think you do. That story he told you about getting a tree by having him flung at him, you believe that?
Well, and why shouldn't I?
That's straight out of an old movie. Was on TV last week. A tree grows in Brooklyn. Miss Sarah and me watched the whole thing.
Now, Willa.
I heard y'all's little talk, and yes, I feel sorry for him, too. But if you really want to do him a favor, you'll find him a way to get him home. Poor boy like that needs to be with the people that loves him on Christmas. You yourself just might get him there. Lesson that's crossing over the line.
Now whose business are you trying to mind?
Schuyler, if I'm stepping on your toes, you best move your feet, son.
Look, it's the old shepherd with his bag of shepherd's crooks for all the boys and girls. It's time for the sing-singing to start.
Well, how about it, Willa? It's time for our carol sing.
Say, that's a surefire way to get folks in.
Ms. Sarah can sing along, too, if she wants to.
She won't sing, but you can tell by that smile. She likes to listen.
Okay, here goes.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room.
And heaven and nature sing.
And heaven and nature sing.
Wait, hold on a minute. Skylar, hold it right there. I'm sorry, but that ain't music. That's caterwauling. I'd rather not hear that song at all than to hear it sung so bad.
Ben, why don't you just be the old shepherd and go wave in the window?
What? You don't like my singing?
It's not that, Ben. It's just that we need to see the old shepherd in the window, you know, so everybody sees you.
I like to sing, too. Back home, we all sing. Back home, everybody's allowed to sing. Back home, they let me sing.
Say, Ben, that gives me an idea.
What?
Well, I've been thinking about what you said before. You know, about not getting home for Christmas this year.
But I...
Now, I know you're resigned to staying here because your car's dead. But a little bird put a thought in my head, and I haven't been able to get it to go away. Ben, I want you to take my car and drive back home to Moultrie today.
No, I mean...
Now, I'm not going to take no for an answer. Nothing would make my Christmas better than to know that you're with your family. Now, I won't hear another word about it. You're taking my car. And if you leave soon enough, you can be up there in plenty of time to go with them to get that tree. Now, how about that, Ben?
But Skylar, I need to stay here till the day's over. The old shepherd, the costume.
Don't worry about the old shepherd. Why don't you just wear it up there? Take a bag of the shepherd crooks with you. Surprise your folks. They won't be expecting you. So when you show up with that on, you'll be able to tell them the old shepherd story. Now, how about it? It's the season to give, Ben. Now, you're not going to be bashful about receiving a gift, are you?
I guess not.
Good. Now we're getting into that Christmas spirit. And Ben, before you go, I want you to have this cassette of some of the Christmas singing from the choir at the church last year. I have a copy for you and Miss Sarah, too, Willa. It's my little Christmas gift to y'all. Now, how about that? You can play that in the car all the way up to Moultrie. Here, let me play y'all that first song.
Well, thanks.
You'll like this one. It was the theme song, How Love Came Down Wrapped Up in a Baby's Birth.
Well, thank you kindly, Skylar.
That's a pretty song.
Well, let's get you going. Here, I'll make sure you know how to run everything on the Chevy.
But Skylar, I don't want...
Now, Ben, I won't hear another word. It's my Christmas gift to you. The gas tank is full, so don't worry about that. It's plenty to get you up to Moultrie and back. You just drop it by the store, let's say, day after Christmas sometime. You just enjoy it.
You really want me to take it?
I do, Ben.
It's a present?
From me to you.
Well, thanks, Skylar.
Ben, you take care of yourself and drive safe now.
You have a nice Christmas, too. You and her.
Thank you. Same to you. Wave, Miss Sarah. Say, Skylar, I'm going to call up Sudie, tell her about what's here. Miss Sarah, you know, that's a nice boy. I give him a hard time, but his heart's in the right place. Know what I mean? I don't know about that big one. What do you think, Miss Sarah? I guess Skylar knows he can drive okay. Hello, Sudie? Well, who do you think it is? And why do you reckon the Queen of Sheba'd be calling you? You got that right. What if I was to tell you that Feinberg's has opened an outlet store down here? That's right. Now calm down, Sudie. Yeah, boxes and boxes. Now, I wouldn't tell too many folks, Sudie. If that don't fill up this store wall to wall, won't nothing do it. Yeah, huh? Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw some things might fit you. But you better get down here and look for yourself. What? Bye. Sudie? She's moving now, sure enough. Where's your jacket, Skylar? You'll turn into a popsicle out there like that.
Well, there goes an old shepherd in Chevrolet. I hope the police don't stop him. They'll never believe his story.
You got that right.
You know, I think he's really happy.
It sure does feel good to help somebody out, don't it, son?
Yeah, you're right about that.
And who knows, you might be helping out lots of folks today.
I hope so.
You do?
Like I said, I'm really getting into the spirit now. So let's have another song. Well, there goes the last one. It's over.
Thank the Lord, I ain't never seen Christmas shopping like that.
Neither have I. I wonder how all those folks heard about it.
Some little bird must have told them. I don't know. Sudie sure got the word out. And talk about shopping. I never saw a woman move through merchandise that fast in my life.
Yeah, she sure looked happy.
You made lots of folks happy today, Skylar.
Yes, I did. And Ben should be safe at home by now.
Sure is nice he could get home for Christmas.
Well, ladies, I thank you for your help today. Now, what do you say we sing one more carol and call it a day?
Before we do that, son, there's a little matter of settling up.
Now, Willa, don't worry about it.
I intend to pay for my Christmas presents fair and square. Like I told you, we're doing all right this year.
Whatever you say.
Now, Miss Sarah got that nice house coat. It ain't from Penny's, but she likes it. That's $2. I got this dress. That's two more. And you say $1 for the hat? So $5 makes us even for the clothes. Now, Miss Sarah has taken a liking to those Christmassy tumblers. I have got to get them for her. That's eight at 50 cents apiece. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That comes to $9. Let me see. What could we get with that one leftover dollar?
Willa, you are a wonder. You can have your tambourine for $1.
Now, I don't want you crossing the line on my account.
Never mind that line. Now, come on. Let's sing our last carol and go on home.
That's mighty nice of you, Skylar. Thank you very kindly. Why, Miss Sarah, where are you going?
Thank you, son. Merry Christmas.
Now, ain't that something?
Are you having a nice Christmas, Miss Sarah?
Well, Skylar, how about I heard the bells on Christmas Day?
Sounds good.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then in despair I bowed my head.
Excuse me? Officer, what can I do for you?
Somebody named Skylar work here?
Well, that's me. Is something the matter?
Well, I got a nutcase in a shepherd's costume out in the car who says somebody named Skylar gave him a 74 Chevy. I know it sounds crazy, but I thought I'd really better check it out.
No, that's right, officer. I did loan him my car. Did something happen? Was there an accident?
No, I think it was anything but accidental. Suspect claims to have been given a car to do with whatever he wishes. When we picked him up, he was spinning donuts in the parking lot of Jackson High School.
Now, what would he do that for? I don't understand.
Well, there was also a bottle of scotch in a brown bag on the seat beside him. Lucky for us all, we got there before he broke the seal.
Now that's impossible. He doesn't even drink.
Well, maybe he decided to start. I assume you'll want to press charges?
Well, do I have to?
No. If you back his story of giving him the car as a gift, he's really guilty of no crime.
I did give him my car. Will you release him?
He's all yours. I'll bring him in. Oh, just for future reference, I'd be just a little more careful about how you loan your car out. A motor vehicle can be like a loaded gun. If he'd started to drink before I caught him, this could have been a DUI. And who knows, might have gotten hurt. Do you understand that you would have been responsible for any damages done?
But he's never even taken a drink. I just don't get it.
Well, lots of folks take a turn for the worse over the holidays. I really don't know why.
A lot of sorrow in this world, I guess.
I guess there is.
Well, I'll go bring him in.
I'm sorry, son. Maybe you should have drawn the line a little stricter. I don't know.
Well, he's going to get a piece of my mind. He could have hurt someone. You heard what the officer said.
Maybe he was trying to hurt himself.
Well, he's all yours. Hey, some Christmas shepherd you are. More of a lost sheep, if you ask me.
Well, Miss Sarah and me better get along home now. Ben, it's good to see you safe.
No, don't go yet. I want you to hear what I have to say. Ben, look at me. Ben, I think I deserve an explanation.
I'm sorry, Skyla.
Sorry? You're sorry? Ben, you told me you never touched liquor. Was that a lie?
No.
Well, what possessed you to start tonight, on Christmas Eve, instead of going on home like I thought you were going to?
You mad at me?
Yes, yes, I am. And I think I have a right to be. I trusted you. I thought we were friends, weren't we?
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you something. A lesson I thought I learned today. Willa made me see that sometimes I draw too hard a line with people. I thought she was right. I thought. But now I can see that she wasn't right. I shouldn't have tried to help you, Ben. You let me down. And when I think that somebody, some innocent, could have gotten hurt, some child in the street, it almost makes me sick. Do you understand, Ben? Do you? Well, go on and take off that fool shepherd robe.
I don't know, Skyler. I still think maybe I'm right.
This isn't funny, Willa. I'm serious.
So am I. About drawing too hard a line. You're doing it again right now. Now, I don't know that man as well as you claim to, but I sure know this. There's something more to that story than we just heard. I don't know what happened, and I don't want to neither. But hear me. Don't you go drawing a line so firm you can't never erase it. Now, Miss Sarah and me going on home now. Take my advice, son. Don't leave here till you hear his side of the story.
I think I've listened to you enough for one day.
Fine. It's your life. But it's his life, too. Here, keep the tambourine and the change. Sarah, you got my dress? Good night, Skyler. I sure hope it's a Merry Christmas for you. It sure ain't for him. Only one thing that boy needs, and I think you know what it is, Skyler. Tell me, is this the Goodwill store or not? And who was it brought peace to earth and goodwill to men? He's the only one can give that boy what he needs. Come on, Sarah, let's go home.
dreams that I had longed for seemed to vanish in the night, and the plans I made are fading from my sight.
When my life is almost over and the night is falling fast, who will feel my deepest heartache? Who will give me peace at last? Holy Jesus, only Jesus, who can heal my hurting heart, only Jesus, who can wash my sin away, who can give victory every day, who is with me all the compassion and restore to me a song. Only Jesus, only Jesus, who can heal my hurting heart.
Here's the shepherd's robe. Where should I put it?
Ben, I'm sorry I was angry at you. But I need to know. Why didn't you just go on home like we talked about?
It's not your fault. You tried to help me. You did.
Is there some problem with your family that you just couldn't face? Is that it?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do. I want to know. What is it, Ben?
It's just, see, I don't have any family in Moultrie or anywhere else. I made it up.
You made it up?
Everybody else has family. You have your mother who likes to watch movies on TV. Willa has Miss Sarah, but me, see, I don't have anybody. I made them up so you wouldn't think I was strange. And then when you offered me to go and visit them, I couldn't tell you. But I didn't have any place to go either, so I didn't want to just go back to my room and just wait for Christmas to be over again this year.
But, Ben, why the liquor?
I thought it might make it go away. It's supposed to make it go away, isn't it?
But your problems are there when you wake up, and sometimes they're worse.
I'm sorry, Skylar.
I'm sorry too, Ben. You know, Ben, there's someone else you could have turned to.
Who's that?
Well, you've been telling the story of the old shepherd for almost a week now. Have you ever thought that the lost lamb the shepherd came to find might just be you?
But nobody would want to find someone like me.
That's exactly the kind of person Jesus came to save, Ben. Like the story says, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. Ben, we celebrate Jesus coming as a baby at Christmas. But that's not the end of it. When he grew up, he died on the cross to save us from our sin. And he rose up from the grave after 3 days. You know, we celebrate that at Easter, Ben. God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. And Jesus came to seek and save all the lost sheep. Ben, you need to bow before him if you never have. Repent of your sins and ask him to be your Savior.
I wouldn't be lost anymore?
You'd be part of God's family now.
I like that.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
I'll go to my room now, and don't worry. I won't ever buy any alcohol again. Thank you for giving me your car. It was a nice present, even. Where should I put the old shepherd's robe?
You know, I have an idea, Ben.
What?
I know a lady who's been waiting to see the old shepherd come home for 4 years now. Why don't you put it back on and help me surprise her?
You mean your mother at
your... Yes, Ben. At my home.
Home. I could change quick. And maybe that Christmas movie's on tonight. It's a Wonderful Life. Like I like that one a lot. How about you, Skylar? Do you like that one?
I don't know, Ben. I guess I'm starting to like it just fine. And I'm starting to realize why my daddy opened up this Goodwill in the first place.
Two kinds of people have heard this story. Those who need to love more and those who need more love. If you've already accepted God's gift of salvation, has your heart grown cold toward those around you? Maybe your family, maybe your neighbors, maybe the people at work. Why not bow your heart before God right there in your seat and ask Him to forgive you? If you are in the second group, you know you need God's love and need His forgiveness for the sin in your life, but you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Why not ask Him to come into your life and save you right there in your seat? There could be no better time of year to ask God for the greatest gift of His love, new life in Jesus Christ, His Son.
Glory, 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 glory.
There's no mistaking the primary message of Christmas is the message of God's love. No mistaking that. That love came down to man in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. The verse that I use this morning in the message, probably the most familiar verse in all of our Bible, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He didn't just love the world. He so loved the world. Enough to send His Son Jesus. And it was God's love that was sent in the person of Christ. And He sent it for the purpose of filling the void in man's heart. Because only the love of God can fill the void in every man's heart. I loved all the music, but I especially loved the song that the five couples sang up here tonight, Only Jesus. Did you hear that? Only Jesus. A lot of people attempt to fill the void in their heart with many other things other than the love of God. And friend, I tell you, that is a futile search. That's vanity. That void can only be filled by the love of God. And if you have never experienced the love of God found in the person of Jesus Christ, what better time than at Christmas to receive God's gift of love, Jesus, as your personal Savior. After D.L. Moody got saved, this is what he said, and I quote to you, I never knew up to that time that God loved us so much. This heart of mine began to thaw out. I could not keep back the tears. I just drank it in. Friend, you'll miss. The primary message of Christmas is not a tree with lights and tinsel and packages wrapped and nativity scenes and Christmas carols. The primary message of Christmas is the offer of God's love in the person of Jesus Christ. And if you go through another Christmas season rejecting that offer, you'll make a huge mistake. A huge mistake. There's no mistaking that love came down from heaven. That love, when it came down in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, was made for the heart of man. And the truth of the matter is that it was made for the heart of every man. It was not made for my heart or your heart alone. It was not made to stay in ours only. God's love came down in the person of Jesus Christ that it might reach out to all people. All people. All color. All financial standing, all educational background, famous, unknown, rich, poor. God's love was meant for all people. For every one of the characters you saw represented up here on the platform this evening. After we experience the love of God in our hearts, it then becomes right for us to share that love with somebody else. And remember that God's love is for all people. Someone said, it is not the most lovable individuals who stand more in need of love, but the most unlovable. And over the years, Faith Baptist Church has strived to show God's love to all people in this Kankakee River Valley area, including some who might be thought unlovable. But that's what the Christmas story is all about. It's the love of God extending to all people. Maybe this year at Christmas, if you've already accepted the gift of God's love in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved, maybe you should look for somebody to love. I've been so blessed these last 14 days, maybe 10 days, by the number of envelopes that have been handed to me from people here in the church. Give this to a family that needs it. Give this to somebody who's struggling. Give this to somebody who's having a hardship. Give this to somebody who could use a little extra. I've been so blessed by that because, friend, that's the spirit of Christmas. The proof of love is ever in the gift. In this season of the year, you know, so of course, it's right to show love to our family and those who are close to us. And what better time of the year for family to get together than Christmas? But you know, it's also right for us to look beyond the four walls of our own homes. See somebody who's in need of love. In some tangible way, help them to see the love of God through and in us. Now, you heard the narration tonight. Two people heard this story. Those who need to to love and those who need more love. And as the narrator asked at the close of the cantata, which one are you? Which one are you? Do you need to experience the love of God in the person of Jesus Christ this Christmas? Have you gone through enough Christmases and other times of the year rejecting the offer of salvation in His death, His burial, and His resurrection? Friend, don't let another Christmas season pass without experiencing the true love of Christ, love of God in the person of Jesus Christ. And if we are saved tonight, is there somebody that you and I could show the love of God to this Christmas season? Because truly, that's the primary message of Christmas. God's amazing love. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please, where we sit tonight, every head bowed, every eye closed. As is our custom at the end of a cantata or a play, we will not have a regular invitation. But I do want to close with this question tonight. Do you need to experience the love of God in the person of Jesus Christ? A couple of years ago at a Christmas program at the close of the evening, I gave a short challenge like I did tonight about the love of God and salvation. And there was a person who was sitting in our room that evening who'd never trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. And that night was the night of their salvation. That person's here tonight, has been coming now for almost 2 years. I'm so thrilled about that decision. I wonder if there might be somebody else this year sitting in this auditorium who's never yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And just where you're sitting right now, in the quietness of your heart, through the music and through the narration, and through the brief message and the references to the Word of God, the Spirit of God is tapping on your heart's door, urging you to trust Jesus tonight. Why don't you do that where you sit? Why don't you give your heart to Christ? Why don't you tell Him you know that you need to experience the gift of God's love? Why don't you tell Jesus that you trust His death, His burial, His resurrection to get you to heaven? Why don't you confess that you're a sinner and that you need Christ to save you? And trust the Lord Jesus right now. You could simply say something like this in your heart to God: Dear God, I confess I'm a sinner. I don't deserve your love, but I want to receive your gift tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my Savior. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and forgive me. Wash me. And give me the gift of eternal life. Friend, if you'll pray that simple prayer in sincerity and faith, believing God's word to be true, you can be saved and have eternal life and experience the love of God in the person of Jesus Christ. I'm not asking you to take a leap of faith out onto nothing tonight. I'm asking you to step out on the promises of God's word. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a promise. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed. No one is looking. I wonder if there might be somebody in the auditorium tonight. Say, Pastor Angel, I prayed that prayer in my heart and I meant it. I was sincere and faith believing. I prayed and trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior tonight. I prayed that prayer to Him when you were praying. With no one looking, heads bowed and eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you lift your hand this evening? Just stick it up in the air and right back down, just long enough for me to see it and acknowledge it. Like that one, God bless you. Is there another? Is there another tonight? And then, Christian friend, let me encourage you. Maybe we need to show more of God's love. And let me talk to Faith Baptist Church just for a moment. We're finishing our 40th year. I trust God will give us many, many more. Let's keep looking to love all people and show all people the love of God that's in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the message of Christmas and your great love. Amazing love. How can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Thank you for coming, Lord Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And I pray that through the narration and the song tonight, all of us would be a little better this Christmas for your honor and your glory than we would have been before. Bless this one that raised a hand tonight for salvation. I pray you do a work of grace in the heart. Then, Lord, bless the rest of us to be busy about expressing and showing your love this season. And again, we thank you in Jesus' name and amen.